Audio Gravity, 30th July 2009. Good day to you from the UK. It's a bit overcast, but with some sort of blue skies breaking through. It's been a bit of a hectic day, actually. First link today is simplepie.org. SimplePie has come on a long way since I first looked at it about 8 months ago. SimplePie is a bit of an RSS mashup style piece of code that have actually took on a lot further now. You can do things in WordPress. It's got like a an install where you don't have to sign up. You can use it all on your mobile phone and mash that all together. It's very similar in operation to Pipes. Quite funny, actually, because Dave Buttermagnet's just sent me a Pipes mashup through. It's very cool. It's moved on a hell of a lot, and they're building up to SimplePie 2, which is allows you to mash up various other stuff as well. But there's loads of other auto-discovery and language code in the first version, which I didn't know was in there before, and that's quite useful to be able to take a feed and have it repurposed into different languages. That's really, really cool. Next link today is over on Line 25. Line 25 is a product from the guy who does Spoon Graphics, whose name just completely escapes me right now, but it's a really, really beautiful site. Ideas and inspirations from the drawing board of creative web design. Chris Spooner, that's his name. He's done this really nice layout of a live stream. Now, I've been messing around for months trying to get my live stream right in movable type, because it comes with a plugin to be able to do it. But it's really, really, I don't know, it's really, really coded. It's coded really difficult to get your head around in terms of the amount of times it iterates around the code to actually pull back the details. And I've just been looking around for different live streams, because I'm trying to integrate my friend feed stuff and all the other little bits of live streaming back into me.dm on one of the links, but I've just not got around to doing it yet. And I fell across this blog post, and he goes right from doing the visual concept to, you know, literally cutting it up, putting all the graphics together, doing all the slicing. And then he uses a little nice piece of code using SimplePie to pull those elements in from different feeds. Really, really nice approach, and this little piece of PHP code to do that is that he's got on there is really cool. I'm not sure of other ways of doing it, actually, but this probably is going to be the fastest way for me to integrate something similar into my site without having to worry about destinations of the RSS feeds. What makes it nice in movable type is you set them up as services, and literally once you've set them up as services, you can utilize it elsewhere. But it is a little bit clunky, and I prefer this way that he's actually done it. On the same sort of tip as live streams and social media hub, there's a guy from Spyra Studios. I think Spyra was that little dragon thing, wasn't it, on the PlayStation. He's done a nice little mock-up for pulling his pictures in, and also his stuff from Twitter, and he's done a nice little layout about a little piece of JavaScript to be able to pull in the update list. Again, really, really nicely laid out, and I love the way that in his blog post he's got these like horizontal scrolling code bits which just fit in beautifully in the page. Really nicely done. Next link is over on Wired, on their Epicenter, best ways to produce music on an iPhone. Now, the video to this, when you watch it, it feels a little bit awkward because it is out of time and the notes are all off, but I really like the song by MGMT, which is Kids. If you've not heard of MGMT, you must have been living under a rock, because they're a great band. They've got some great tunes. And what they do is they've got four iPhones and they're all playing different pieces of the track on each one. Like I say, it is a little bit out of whack, and I'm pretty sure that they're all playing them on 3G phones. I think if they had 3GS, it might be a little bit faster and therefore a little bit more in sync. But you can see that this is probably where it's going to go to. The first band that sort of releases an album based on, you know, iPhone devices or similar mobile devices. Imagine you can just turn rock up anywhere with your phone and hook yourself up and off you go. Maybe they'll be on the Britain's next Big Talent, or whatever it's called. Big Talent? Next Talent? I don't know what it's called. Next link is over on Darren Hoyt, which is spelled HOYT.com. All of these links, by the way, will be in the notes on Audioboo. This is tools and add-ons to power up your website. Now, there's a few people that I know who are setting up WordPress and WordPress templates, and I've been messing around with it myself in the last couple of weeks. And people are asking me, oh, what theme, you know, how should we use this theme? Do you know if there's any, what's the difference in using that theme and this theme? Why should I pay for a theme rather than just, you know, making my own or using one off the shelf? Darren has really, really nicely laid out ones, ones that he's spent a lot of time on, spent a lot of time in terms of making sure that they're readable or they're in a format that most people are used to. I'm fussy like that. I like to build one from scratch so I know how it sort of hangs together, but I can also respect the fact that people do these, spend a lot of time on them and then sell them. And he's got a beautiful site anyway. I love his minimalistic, really spaced out, lovely looking site. That's over on darrenhoyt.com/products. He's got Mimbo Pro, Mimbo, Time, Tim Thumb, PHP script for dynamically resizing photos. Various other stuff on there. Aggregado is a very, very nice theme, and that one's actually for free. He's got another one called Dispatch, a child theme for Mimbo Pro, geared towards writers and independent journalists who seek clean lines and great typography. Very nice. Finally, today, Schmedly, schmedly.com. It's widgets on your desktop. I personally think this is where all netbooks are going to head towards, literally instant on, or pretty much instant on with SSD hard drives on board. You'll open it up, bang, all of your widgets come up to do with all your sites you're used to. It's going to be a API developers, you know, build to order environment over the next 6 months. It's going to be great to be able to open up a laptop, do all my social stuff, do all my posting to various sites, you know, spend an hour, 2 hours doing that, maintaining the social grids that you've built up, and then obviously doing the work on your client work if that's what you do as a web developer. But I can see that things are slowly becoming more and more tuned for different kinds of people. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. See ya. Bye.